I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Long before smartphone cameras, you'd scrub your kids up and take them to Sears for a portrait. Anybody remember this? Afterward, you'd have to make an appointment to see the developed pictures. Sears would print like 100 pictures, and if you didn't buy them all, the salesman would say, "Well, if you don't buy them, we're just going to burn these beautiful pictures of your children." And you'd say, "No, my precious babies." And they'd make a $200 sale, and you're stuck handing out wallet-sized photos of your kids like Jolly Ranchers. But these days, the only time somebody you don't know takes your picture is at the DMV, or if you're less fortunate, at a local jail, and whether it's a driver's license or a mugshot. The government takes horrible pictures, flat, lifeless, drab photos of you at your worst. So let's get some photography advice from Kim Kardashian, who actually shut down the California DMV for her driver's license photo.
Like, why not bring a light and a glam team? It's definitely crazy, but I don't care.
You know who's friends with Kim? Donald Trump. He struck a practiced pose for his mugshot, and the photographer used Rembrandt lighting, where half the face is cast in shadow with the tiniest triangle of light dabbled onto the shadowed cheek. Check it out! Rembrandt invented the style, the mugshot photographer perfected it, and the ex-president made more money off that picture in 4 days than Rembrandt did in 4 centuries. This proves Trump has at least one supporter in Democratic Atlanta, the Fulton County Jail mugshot photographer. Back in the day, I'm telling you, he could have gotten a job at Sears.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.